Welcome to Whitehorse In the Know, where we talk about everything you need to know and then some, sponsored by MSCR. We are your hosts, Victoria
and Stella,
and we are here with Jonathan Klinkscale, also known as Klink, and he's a firefighter in our community. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
To tell you a little bit about myself, I am I'm a local firefighter here in the city of Madison. I am not a Madison native. I'm from the state of California. I came to Madison to play football for the University of Wisconsin. I'm a dad. I have two small children. I played a little bit of time in the NFL, played in NFL Europe, done a couple things athletically. I've coached football. I coached at Occidental College, which is like a Division III in the state of California. And then I also coached at the University of Florida. Before coming back here to Wisconsin, I've also worked at the Department of Revenue. I was a revenue agent. I collected taxes. Those are all things I did before I joined the fire department and Whitehorse.
Very awesome. A lot of busy stuff before becoming a firefighter.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So our first question here is, how does your job affect your social life?
I think my job, I kind of built my social life around my job, being that I work weekdays, I work weekends. I have a set schedule that's kind of set out for the entire year. I kind of try to pick and choose and try to work my social life around my work schedule.
Our next question is, besides fighting fires, how else do you help our community?
I don't know. I try to be a good person. We only, well, with the fire department, we not only respond to fires, we also do a lot of EMS stuff. So basically like 75-80% of our job is all EMS stuff. So it's dealing with calls of people with medical emergencies.
So like first responder?
Yes. I'm a first responder. I am an EMTB. I stress that it's barely, it's just kind of like an inside joke for the guys on the job. Because I'm not a paramedic. I don't administer any drugs to help people or things like that, but I am certified CPR and do things like that.
Our next question, what are you currently doing at our school?
I am the student engagement coordinator. I am supposed to be the liaison with outside entities when they come into the group. People come in and want to talk and meet with kids. I try to help facilitate that. I also try to help out anywhere I can at the school. I try to help principal, support staff, teachers, whatever they need, to try to be an extra adult in the room trying to help out around the school.
So what are some ways the community can give back to firefighters?
I don't know. I think that's kind of it's a weird thing, just because like as firefighters, we really don't look for people to get something back to us. I mean, I feel like if you're drawn towards that profession, you kind of want to help people, and that's kind of your main focus. I don't know. That'd be a hard question for me to answer. What the community, I mean, they can stay safe. I mean, you can, I don't know. I start thinking like bad things to say, like, you can close your doors when you're sleeping at night. So if your house catches on fire, you won't burn up, you know, things like that. But, as far as just, I don't know, be good to each other. I feel like that's the main thing. I mean, you know, like we come to a lot of things where people are in crazy situations because people aren't being kind, you know, so people be better to each other. I think that'd make my job easier.
Okay, so for our next question, what education did you receive to get into this position?
I graduated from college. I have a bachelor's degree from University of Wisconsin. I did take some education courses when I was at school. I had it was a little bit of a little bit of different experience coming with my college experience, being that I was a student athlete. I basically had like a 80-hour a week job that I attended, and I also did school kind of on the side, which is not done today. Excuse me. It was a time where, you know, like I definitely was, where people were saying we were there for the education and things like that, but I feel like we did a lot of things. It was a lot of time.
So a little bit of a side question. Is it necessary to go to college to become a firefighter?
The only thing you need to do to become a firefighter is have a high school diploma. So I also work with Madison College with their Next Gen program at MATC. So it's a program where we have high schoolers who are interested or who want to learn more about the fire service. You can go to MATC and take some college credits, and then you kind of get your Fire 1 and Fire 2 certification. In order to be a firefighter here in the state of Wisconsin, you need Fire 1 and Fire 2 as a certification, being that you know how to safely respond to different aspects of the job, that you can climb a ladder, that you can that you know how to turn off a gas prop if it's on fire, that you know how to extricate somebody from a vehicle, and know how to work the tools and that and be safe. So you have to get a certification to be a firefighter. So those are the two things that they give high schoolers, that's a little upper hand, and also help them get towards internships and things like that to see if they can really want to do the job. You guys can do that too if you're interested. You guys can look at it when you get to your high schools. It's at all in Madison. So,
all right. So our last question is, what is your favorite part of working with the students here at Whitehorse?
I like working with the students here at Whitehorse because it's something different every day. I like working with youth. I think it's very fulfilling. You guys definitely brighten my day. It's always nice to have a hard day at work dealing with a bunch of crazy people coming and see you guys running around. It kind of reminds me of what it was like to be a kid and the fun times you did have. I was an okay student in middle school, but not the best. I was a little bit better in high school, but I just remember the time in middle school running around and stuff like that. And you guys are having a good time. It's a great time in your life. You should definitely take advantage of it.
I feel like there's also like an aspect of, when you're working with youth, because we're in the stage in our lives, we're thinking about our future, and to have an adult sort of mentor.
If you're exposed to many different things at a younger age, you know, like if you're exposed to a bunch of different things, your outlook on life will be different. You know, so if you never have a chance to experience, you know, being out of the state, getting on a plane, going to see a different city than what you grew up in, you will never know. So if you see people who are doing things that are different from what you see in your own household and you know it's attainable, I feel like it's something that you can kind of shoot for, aspirations. I feel like that was huge for me when I was growing up. I always liked to see when people always come back where I was from. It was very focused on giving back to the community, and that's what you're supposed to do. Once you leave, you're always supposed to come back and try to give back so you can help out the next generation. So then that's what's most important, you know.
Any final words before we close off?
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you.
You guys are doing an awesome job. Keep it up.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. All right, thank you for talking to us, Mr. Klein.
No problem. Anytime.
We're your hosts, Stella
and Victoria.
This has been Whitehorse in the Know. Whitehorse out.